As we reflect on this particular feast day and the extraordinary significance of the Incarnation, we were sort of given a couple of hints as to what this festival is going to be all about before Jesus was even born. And those hints were the names that were going to be given him. Because as the angels were talking and getting people prepared, they were informed that when this child was going to be born, his name was going to be Jesus. And even before that, way back in the prophet Isaiah, we hear that when this great Messiah is going to be born, one of the other names by which he's going to be known was going to be Emmanuel. God is with us. And so as we reflect on this great present that we celebrate, this great gift from our God, we look at the hints that were given us. And Jesus. I mean, we're all used to that. But as you go back on that and you look at it, it's sort of a transliteration of Yahweh. And the word Yahweh simply means he who saves. And so we get to the point and we talk about, oh, his name shall be called Jesus. Because it means he who will save us from our sins. And when you think about it, is there any greater gift that we can receive at Christmas than the forgiveness of our sins? Oh, I mean, we think back at times like this on all the great presents we receive. We think back on the Christmases and we remember sometimes when we were greatly surprised. We remember sometimes when we were sort of devastated because Santa Claus didn't bring us exactly what we wanted. I mean, we were 4 years old and we wanted a four-wheeler and Santa Claus didn't bring it. And we were devastated. Devastated. And yet we think back on all these presents that we received. You know, you add them all together and it essentially amounts to not a lot. I mean, we've outgrown a lot of the clothes, obviously, or worn them out. A lot of the things that we had years ago are gone. They're broken. Destroyed, whatever it is, they're all passing. Even the gifts that we receive this year, by next year, are we really going to remember? By 2 years from now, if somebody asks you, what do you get for Christmas 2017? Could you actually answer them? Probably not. And yet, we look at this gift. His name will be called Jesus, because he will save us from our sins. There is no greater gift that we as sinners can receive and celebrate this Christmas season than this infant called Jesus that will eventually grow up in approximately 33 years of his life. He will go to that cross and give us the greatest gift of all, the gift of his blood as he sheds it so that our sins might be forgiven. And again, we don't think much of it. Well, Jesus, we say that all the time, sometimes inappropriately, but we use that name all the time. And it simply means he who saves us from our sins. There is no greater gift than that, because that is the gift that literally reaches into eternity. The forgiveness of our sins. One of the greatest gifts of all. And the other name, Emmanuel. Of all of the names that we hear ascribed to Jesus, whether it's Jesus, whether it's the Christ, whether it's the Messiah, where it's God from God, light from light, the bread of life, etc., etc., my favorite, by far and away, is Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. That means we're not going to go through this messiness that we call life by ourselves. And as you move up to the Christmas season, as you get prepared, we hear, as we heard in yesterday's, the fourth Sunday of Advent in the Gospel, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, well, how can I become pregnant? I'm not married. I've had no relations with a man. How can this happen? And the Lord God says, I'm going to make my son present. by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how you will conceive this child. It will be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And you know, I still, after 40 years, am absolutely confounded by this great gift. Why us? I mean, of this whole universe, the Lord God comes to us. And relative to how long the universe has been in existence, it's a fairly recent visit. I mean, only 2,000 years ago. This is very recent by the age of the universe. And he came here, walked on this planet. We can go over to the Holy Land and visit these places that the Lord God has walked among us. His name will be called Emmanuel. And it is by the gift of the Spirit that he was born. And it is that same Spirit that came down to us on the Feast of Pentecost and fulfilled the promise of Jesus that I will be with you always until the end of time. Maybe not exactly like the incarnation, the Word made flesh, but nonetheless, I will be there. I will never, ever abandon. Now, no matter how messy life gets, no matter how dark things seem to be, I will be there. I will be there. We never, ever walk alone because of that promise of Jesus. And it is that same Spirit, that was responsible for that physical birth of this baby a little over 2,000 years ago, that is responsible for the presence of Jesus right here in each and every one of us and in this community. I am with you always. And that's why church is so important. Because church is essentially what? The body of Christ. It is the incarnation of 2017 of this infant from 2,000 years ago. That's us. That's the Holy Spirit dwelling here within this community. We are that body of Christ. Another fulfillment, another sign of the fulfillment of that promise, that I will be with you always. And again, you know, right now we're sort of swamped with, I got this present, or we're waiting, we haven't opened our presents yet, or whatever. And so that's fresh in our minds. But after a week or two, reflect on what this celebration is about. The greatest gifts that we've ever received are defined by two names. Jesus, He who will save us from our sins. And Emmanuel, God is with us. Is there any better thought to go through life than knowing that God is Emmanuel? He is always.